Okay. Be'ezrat Hashem, we are holding in Siman Resh Tet Vav, Saif Bet. Hashomea Echad Mi Yisrael. If somebody hears a Jewish person, Mevarech Achat Mikol HaBerachot, making one of the Berachot, Afalpi Shelo Shama Kula, even though he didn't hear the whole thing, Mitehillata Ve'ad Sofam, from the beginning to the end, Afalpi She'eno Hayav Be'ota Beracha, even though he's not obligated in that Beracha, Hayav La'anot Acharav Amen, he has to answer Amen. Let's see the Mishnah. Shelo Shama Kula, Ela Shama Rak She'maskir Hashem, Sofa Beracha. So Mishnah Berurah says, in order to be to answer Amen, you have to, or be Hayav to answer Amen, you have to hear Hashem's name, and then the end of the Beracha. But according to that, if you just hear Sha'akol Ni'abed Baro, even if you hear it from the chief rabbi, you know, Hayav to answer Amen. Why? I didn't hear Azkarat Hashem. V'yesh Poskim, and some hold, Sha'afulu lo shamar rak chatimat beracha. Only if you heard the end of the beracha, Sha'akol Ni'abed Baro, tzarich la'anot Amen, El Yerabah. V'ayem b'chaye Adam shechriach, תאפילו הדעה הראשונה מודעה, היכה דיודע, על איזה ברכה הוא עונה, if you know what ברכה he answering, זה צריך לענות, כדהל בסימן קוף חבדלת, סעיף חט, בהגעה, היין שם. Now, if you look in, where he says that you have to hear Hashem's name, תלמידי רבנו יונה, וראש וטור ורבנו ירוחם, and who says, even if you didn't hear only the end, Rashi or Zenura or Zarua Bartenura Shita Mekubeset. Ubriyaz the Perek Shlosha Sha'achlu Mashma. The Husvira Lehi holds Afilu Lo Shama Klala Beracha. Even if you didn't hear Beracha at all, you just know they finished it. Mutava Anut. Vayem Bebiur Alacha. The Shelo Shama Kula. So Mishnah Berurah, the Biur Alacha says, Ayin b'mishnah shelo shama kula. Ayin b'mishnah b'ra shekatavnu. Deba'inan sheishma azkarat Hashem. Yevdi Hashem's name. Vehu da'at ha'rosh v'talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. V'ade'a shniya that says you don't have to hear it. He da'at Rashi ve'or zarua ve'od poskim. Kemo sheziyanti b'shar ha'tziyun. V'lechura halo ze al korchach ayri v'stam amen. I can't be talking about a beracha that I'm chayav and I want to be yotzeh. Kedeit a bigmara, because then I wouldn't be yotzeh anyway. V'imken afilu lo shama sofa beracha. Gamken tzarich la'anot amen. Em yodea ez berachai. So what do you have to hear then? V'efshad the kavanat Rashi gamken. Ta'al yedei sheshomea sofa beracha. Because you heard the end of the beracha. Yodea hu. Be'ezeh beracha omir ha-mevarech, you know what he's saying. Aval ala rosh v'talmid, so why does Rashi want to end the beracha? He says, I know what beracha is saying. Aval ala rosh v'talmid Rabbeinu Yonah. Shekatvu de'zarich l'shmo gam ken azkarat Hashem, mipi ha-mevarech bevaday kashe. What do I need to hear the Shem Hashem? Taha medevrehem be'atzmam le'el perek shlosha she'achlu, be'enyana de'amen yetoma. When they discuss amen yetoma, mu'chach te'lekule alma. יכול לענות אמן בברכה שאין מחויב והפנה חייב אפילו לא שם הברכה כלל אם הוא יורי גרול אלכסנדריה הם יודע על מה הוא עונה וזהו בין לטירוס כמה או לטירוס בטר שם היין שם בתמיד רבין עברוש ולולה דמסטפין עשה איזה חפץ חיים if I wasn't afraid הווה אמין I would say תגם לרוש ותמיד רבין יונה החיו Deba'inan, what's the requirement? Shiyeda al ma'uane. You have to know what you're saying amen for. Ra'afilu lo shama kol ha-mevarech be'atzmo. Even if I didn't hear him, rako yedei acharim, I know through others. O sheshama rak sofa beracha. Ve'ad enaktu hazkarat Hashem. So why did they say hazkarat Hashem? Mishum deratza l'sayim. For the end. Aval gabe kuti. When it comes to a kuti, Afilu shama azkarat Hashem lo mahani. The point is not you have to hear azkarat Hashem to answer amen for Yisrael. Yes, for Yisrael, just you know what he's talking about. when you hear a kuti, even though you heard Hazkarat Hashem, so you might say, listen, maybe kutim don't believe in Hashem so much, but he said Hashem's name. No. By the kuti, he says Hashem's name, maybe he means the Yonan Har Gerizim. Right? Shema Kavanato, Le Shema Pesel Shemidu Lahem Bar Gerizim. Hayen Sham Betalmide Rabbeinu Yonan. V'chen Yesh Lomar B'chei Agavna B'Devrei HaRosh. Hayen Sham. So first answer is that it's not for itself. We're not saying you need to hear Hashem's name in order to be chayav to answer the bracha by Yisrael Mabarecha. Well, you could just hear the sofa bracha. So what do I need it for? For the kuti that even Shamaz karat Hashem don't answer. Od yesh lomar, hilinyan shiyeh mutal la'anot amen. I'll add an answer, amen. Why not? Da'ayinu shalote amen, yotoma, da'ayim yodea, amawane. It's enough to know what you're answering for. U'baze at yahayid Alexandria shom Mitzrayim. She'nifu basudarin. Goes good. Ava. They had a huge shul. They couldn't hear. They never mic, so they wave flags. Aval, le'inyan, she'e hayav la'anot amen. Am I hayav to answer amen? Maybe that's it. Eno hayav, ad she'isma hashkarat Hashem mipi ha'mevarech. You're not hayav to answer amen, unless you're Hashem's name. Says the Chafetz Chaim, and you want me to make a gishmak for you? Da'a chiyuv ad amen noveya mi dichtiv. What does it say? Kishem Hashem ekra. Right? So you gotta hear the Shem Hashem. Very nice. Right? Amru Hazal, Shamar le Moshe Lisel. Keshani Azkir Shem Hashem. Hatem Abu Godel Lelokenu. Be Amen. Valken, Ba'in and Davka. Shishma One Azkarat Hashem. Ve'az Yesh Alav Chiyuva. Ve'tzari Chiyum Bedaat Arosh Ve'tamidei Rabbeinu Yonan. Ve'da'at Mistima Lashon Rambam. She'etik B'Shulchan Aruch Ma'ashma. Ta'afilu lo shama sof hazkarat Hashem. Rak sof ha-beracha, gam ken ya'ane amin. V'chen katav el yiraba. Maran just says, av shomei ha-cham yisra mevarech ha-cham mikol ha-berachnu. Avopi shelo shama kula mitchilata ha-sofa. Avopi she'enu chay ba-ota beracha, chayav la'anot ha-harav amin. He didn't say hazkarat Hashem. That's coming from the beginning down the rosh. So, okay, so, we'll deal with that. Next. Now, Aval Pishenu Hayav Zayin, the Tanol Omar, the Kosh again, certainly you have to answer Amen. Hey, Chadu Atzmo Hayav Ve'ota Berachav, Ve'rotze Latzet Be'Birkat HaMevarech, you Hayav, you want to be Yosem, Ve'vaday Hayav La'anot Amen, Lohorot, Tishom, Shigam Hu Mechazek U'Mekayem Devre HaMevarech. Achen Az Ba'inan Davka, Shishma Kol HaBeracha, Metahela Ve'atzof, Kedal'el B'Siman Resh Yud Gimel, Saif Gimel. Hayav la'anot amen. Tichtiv ki shem Hashem ekra havu godel v'chul v'gomel. Ve'amru Chazal amar lahem Moshe Yisrael. Kishani mevarech u'mazkir shem Hashem yitbarach. When I say Hashem, blessed be His name's name. Atem havu godel lelokenu. You give greatness to Hashem. Va'aniyat amen by answering amen. Aharav amen, he answers amen. Ite b'medrash. Says in the medrash, kishishomea. She'echad mitpalel davar, or mevarech li Yisrael. When you hear someone praying for something, or someone blessing a Jew, filu belo hazkarat Hashem, hayav la'anot amen, is hayav to answer amen. Ve'lachen et pashet amenag, she'onim amen achar harachamam beberkat amazon. Because we're blessing Jewish people over there. He says downstairs, it's not a chiyuv, it's only ra'ui la'anot. So therefore, if you're learning your patur, you don't have to stop for that. Okay.
Somebody says, bless you, you have to say amen.
Yeah. So he says, aval, upstairs, aval, imaya mevarech epikoros, o kuti, o tinok. The guy making because epikoros, what's his problem? We have to see. O kuti, which we saw already, the Biur Halacha said, they might have in mind for Har Gerizim. Or tinok, or a child that doesn't understand what he's saying. Or a tinok, he's practicing. Or haya gadol, or he was an adult. Vishinami matbea berachot, he said the beracha wrong. En onim acharav amen, we don't say enter amen. Says in Mishnah Brura, avavale mayami de kail apikoros vekuti, vehade tinok, vegadol sheshina. They put them all in the same paragraph. Mashma dechada dina hitlehu. It's one law. Mashma afilu shama kol haberacha mipihem. Even if I heard the whole beracha, lo ya'ane amin. The beracha hi levatala, a tinok, it's beracha for nothing. Kenu adin be'elu. V'havagav de begbara amrinam. Sha'av bekuti onim, bayekuti we enter. Him shama kol haberacha mipiv. If you heard the whole beracha, right? Hainu kodem shematu lahem demut yona be'ar gerizim. That's before they found the Demut Yonah. Aval achar kach, after they found that they looked Jewish and they were worshipping a Demut Yonah, lo, don't answer amen. The kavanatam lahar gedizim. When they say Hashem's name, they have in mind for this corrupted concept of Hashem. The epikoros, nami en kavanatam lashamayim, ela la'avodat kilunim. We're assuming that his mind is for Avodah Zarah. Now, look in the why Apikoros? What are we talking about? If you look in the Shara Tziyun, in the Biur Halacha, Ayin Le'el B'Siman La'Meted B'Biur Halacha Dibur Shiketavan Apikoros. Right? Why? Because over there he says that it's talking that he's Apikoros is a guy that's so aduk to Avodah Zarah. It's like a Jews for Jay type of guy. It's a guy that's really like, you know, the guy that you meet in the train station, the Mishnunim, right? Every time he says Hashem's name, he's thinking Yeshu. He says Hashem, he means Yeshu. But Stam, a guy that's, it's an atheist. Atheist might be an issue. They're not, he's got problematic shitot, right? He says, that's what he says. Upashut the poshe Yisrael she'en ma'aminim bedevrei Chazal, hem kekutim kodem shegazru alehem. Before then, the tzarich la'anot achareihem amen kesheshamu kol haberacha mipihem. Right? V'ze davka le'inyan aniyat amen levad. That's only for amen. Why? Because a goy you can answer amen. We'll see in the Shara Tzion if he says Hashem's name. Le'inyan siruf l'sha'ad davar shebekdusha. A guy doesn't believe in Torah Sheba Alpeh. You can't be mitzarif him. Lo adif mikata karaim. He's not better than the karaim. Why can't you combine the karaim for a minyan? Because you guys don't believe in Chazal. Where do we get minyanim from? Chazal. If you don't believe in Chazal, we can't combine you. Right? They're not modeh in the eruv. They're not mitzarif to the eruv. You don't believe in minyanim. So we can't can you for a minyan. If you don't accept the authority of Chazal, so therefore, you can't be counted for minyan. V'ayin le'el b'simanun hay, siv katan mem zayin b'mishnah berurah. So that's what he says. Go back to the, what's it called? Right? V'hagra b'biuro pasak, v'elu ha'shnayim, even kuti, even epikoros, im shama kol ha'beracha mipiv, one acharav amen. Because when achoshesh, that he said Hashem, and he had mind that thing, he's not achoshesh. Look downstairs in the biur halacha, in the Sha'aretz Yuntet, Bet Yosef, ולעניין עובדי גילולים, יש דעות בשיטות הרמב״ם. יש דספירה להו, דספירה לה לרמב״ם, דעובד גילולים דינו כקוטי, and therefore, even though you heard the whole ברכה, don't answer. ויש דספירה לה, דאף הרמב״ם מודה בעקום דעונה אחריו. Even the רמב״ם agrees. ואלירב הוכיח מפירוש המשנה שלו, דספירה לה, דעובד גילולים דינו כקוטי, not to answer. Mikol makom, let's see the Rama second. The Rama says, "Hagaha ve'onim amen achar oved kochavim im shama kol haberacha mepiv." If you heard the whole beracha, you can answer. Mishnah Brura. Before you get to Mishnah Brura. So that's what he says. The Rama says he thinks you should go with the Rama. Why? Because what? So what? I'm not trying to be yotzei. I want to do his beracha. I want to answer amen. Do I? Muslim is easy, yeah.
No.
Now, yeah. Yud Aleph. Now, when it says, Maran says, or gadol, or an adult, vishina, and he changed me, matbea berachot, enonim aharav amen. Vedavka kesheshina, only if he changed, veofen dolo yatsa beracha mehamazi. He corrupted the beracha, it's not yotze. Vareze, kemoshe mevarech, berachad avatala. Da'asula anot acharav amen, you can't answer amen. Downstairs in you, to be open the yatsah if he was yotzeh, kigon shelo chisir ha'devarim, he didn't miss the things that me'ikara beracha, Bevadai, tarich la'anot amen. In the end, push comes to shove and it becomes a good beracha, you have to answer. Now, what he said by a goy, if you heard the whole beracha, you have to answer. She'en derech uvdei gilulim. It's not the way of goyim lechaven la'avudat gilulim kishimazkir Hashem. They don't usually think about Avodah Zarah when they say Hashem's name. V'nered, hu adin, v'mi sheshama me'echad, shehemir dato, even a guy, a mumar, la'avodah zarah, also, yud bet, kivan she'enu aduk la'avodat kilulim. It's not attached to it. He converted for convenience. So we're not going to suspect him of that. Mikol makom, da'at ataz, ve'en alav chiyuv la'anot ba'akum. You're not chayav, you're just allowed to. He says upstairs, number one, ומחלל שבת בפרהסיה, אף על פי שדינו כגוי, יש לענות אחריו, ולא גרם ישמעאלי, he's not worse than ישמעאלי. Now, the question is, what about an atheist? And sometimes you have a reformed rabbi who's an atheist. It's not a problem. Sapnach and Parnosa. But he doesn't believe in God. He's a reform rabbi.
Money.
He's a reform rabbi. Rav Moshe says that you can't answer amen. He says the guy's not ba'amin b'devrei Chazal. He says you can answer amen. He says, but a guy doesn't believe in the God. So when he says Hashem's name, it's devarim be'alma. He's thinking nothing. He's thinking about what ba'am to do. No, they don't believe. It's not a foxhole. The pulpit is not a foxhole. That's not a foxhole. Karaiye. Gimel. V'ha'de'in onim amen achar tinok. This is what we don't answer amen for a child. Davka b'sha'ah. Actually, I believe Gimel for tomorrow. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen v'amen.